So I think I'm going to start by talking to the kids. Tess has gone out with her grandma, but I think that we'll talk from far away because I want to make sure I'm not getting a cold and don't want to give it to you guys or anything like that, okay? But do you know that last week we had our first communion? Mother Kay and I were like, could that have only been last week? It seems like weeks ago now. But we had this, the really special first communion. And it was so beautiful. And I'm just wondering, I want you to think about a minute, what preparations went into that first communion? Does anybody know what kind of things might have been done by the kids before? Like maybe they went to class, and that morning they took nice long baths and had their hair cut and done, and they dressed up really nicely. But before that, they took lots of classes, and they prayed, and they got their hearts ready because it was something so special. They spent lots of time getting ready. So I'd like you to invite you to think a moment about a special event that you've been to in the last year or two. And that special event probably took tons of preparation, lots of thought and getting ready in your mind and your heart and getting physically ready for that special event. Well, that's kind of how the readings are and what the readings are about. They're about preparing and getting ready, being prepared for a very special moment. And special moments require special preparation. And usually, the more we do to prepare for something special, the more time we spend preparing, the more meaningful, the more beautiful, and the more memorable the event ends up being. Imagine if you went to a special event unprepared. That you just said, you know, it'll be what it'll be. I'll just show up in my regular clothes and I'm not gonna think much about it. And I'm gonna go watch a movie the night before instead of thinking about it and praying about it. And, you know, it'll be okay. And it probably would be. But it probably wouldn't mean to you what the same thing that it meant to the people who spent time and attention and love getting ready. So everything the day of First Communion was beautiful. And so our gospel is talking to us today about how we prepare to meet Jesus and God. The bridegroom in the story is the God, our Abba, Amma, our Creator, our Source, our Love, our beloved Jesus, and the Spirit. You know, sometimes we think of the bridegroom as Jesus, but Jesus came to introduce us to his Father and to draw us near to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit. So it's kind of hard to imagine talking about the bridegroom as Jesus only. I'd like to invite you to think about the bridegroom as our beloved triune God. Monica Hellwig, a German theologian and author of a book called Gladness, Their Escort, explains a bit about the role or job of the attendants at the wedding at the time of Jesus. And she says, girls chosen as bridesmaids were to be in attendance for a nighttime procession with the bridegroom to the house of the bride, to meet her with lamps brightly burning escorting her to her new home, where a feast was being readied for everyone in the bridal party. Monica goes on to speak of the oil in the lamps the attendants carried and the significance that that oil held. She says, "But the oil in the lamps was not only a detail to make the story Jesus told realistic. Oil had a rainbow aura of symbolic meanings, shading into one another in this parable. Oil was connected with covenant making and covenantal fidelity. It also referred to the Spirit of God coming upon people and to the wisdom which the Holy Spirit confers, and to the fruits of the Spirit, which are joy and peace and charity, expressing itself in good deeds and a good life." So, our role as attendants, or bridesmaids, groomsmen, or whichever, is to always be prepared, to be on the lookout for the moment that our beloved first appears, and to be ready with our lamps lit to recognize God's presence, to greet our beloved and accompany him. So how can we be wise? How can we be more prepared, more vigilant, more available, more attentive, more alert in our role to walk with God on this sacred trek? The hope and promise of the gospel is that God, our bridegroom, is already with us, and we are invited to prepare to receive our beloved anew each morning, each evening, and every moment of the day. The more we are alert, the more we prepare to welcome God, the more we fill our lamps with the oil of our yes to God, the wiser and the closer we will become to God and who God calls us to become. So we're all in the process of becoming our best selves, aren't we? Our truest selves. And it sure takes a lot of work and a lot of love. As we grow, we know that we can be wise and foolish. We are rarely either or. We know that we can always choose to do more. This week, I invite us all to take a look at what more we can do to make room for God in our lives. The first section of the book that we're reading, Holy Moments, which I thought I'd have one to hold up, but I don't. But if you don't have one, you want to take one home with you for your household. They're in the back of church. The first section of the book that we're reading talks about choices and how we can work to create holy moments in our lives. Getting ready to go deeper in your experience of God by making yourself available to God. We have the ability, thank you, Greg, the invitation and the request from our beloved to prepare to inventory our supply of oil. Is our oil getting low? How can we replenish our supplies? Perhaps we can replenish our supply of oil by our little daily choices to look for and collaborate with God in each moment of each day, and doing what we prayerfully believe that God might be calling to us in a moment. Being prepared, listening for that still small voice within you, nudging you into a tiny collaboration in the moment. I'd like to share just one little holy moment I had this week. You know, holy moments don't have to be huge ta-da type moments. They can be when we feel that stirring of God within us. So a couple weeks ago, I drive up to Longmont for physical therapy. It's just a pretty drive, and it's better than driving through the city, and I got a great physical therapist. So you have to, when you go up there, you kind of have to turn around on this little side road. And as I turned around on that little side road, there was a truck, and in the middle of the street, there was like a 15 to 20 pound huge rock that fell off the truck right into the middle of the road. So I turned around and I went to physical therapy. And when I came out and I did the same drive, I was like, I wonder what it would be like to drive on this road in the dark. There are no lights. And I wonder what it would be like if that rock were still there at nighttime. So I really didn't want to. I drove right past it. And then I felt that tug saying, you better go back and move that rock. So I did. And it wasn't a busy street. It was just a little side road. But if somebody went there during the night, I was thinking, what if that were, you know, one of you guys? And you wrecked your car in it or got hurt in an accident. What if it was my daughter or my mother? And I had the chance to not let that hurt them. So I pulled up, moved the 15 or 20 pound rock onto the side, and drove away and didn't think much more about it. Well, Friday I went and was coming back again for my appointment, and the sun shone on the exact spot where I put the rock down in the field. And I felt God say, good job, daughter, I appreciate that. And I just breathed in that moment. And it sounds so simple, but it was such a holy, precious moment for me to have felt like a collaborator with God in doing something right and good for the world. And so I ask you, look, be aware, be alert. Where does God want to collaborate with you this week to make the world a little safer, a little better, a little more breathable for all of us together? And that will give you joy, because the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And so I pray for you each, and myself included, that we might have keen sight and strong ears and good hearts so that we might be prepared. Are you prepared? Get ready. Your beloved is on the way.